Welcome to Storytime by Chava. Today's story is taken from the Machanaim Library series, was written by Bracha Nablovich, translated by Sashi Friedman, and is called The Wonder Rooster. It is dedicated to Esther Chaya Mushka. A great feast was taking place in the home of the city's governor. Around lavishly set tables sat the honorable guests, officers and rulers who had arrived from far and near in order to take part in the celebration. The governor's business manager was a Jew named Reb Shlomo. The governor had great respect for him and trusted him with all his affairs because he was wise and honest. The governor had such faith in Reb Shlomo that he even gave him the keys to his treasury room. The treasury was filled with gold and silver, jewels, diamonds, and precious stones. The governor knew that Reb Shlomo would never take a penny that did not belong to him. Among those who were invited to the feast was another of the governor's managers, a non-Jew, who held a secondary position to that of Reb Shlomo. He envied Reb Shlomo for being treated with such honor by the governor, and was always trying to find ways to get rid of him. The guests sat feasting on the delicacies that were set before them and drinking from the many tasty wines and liquors that their host served them. Reb Shlomo, who was also invited to the party, sat by himself at the far end of the table. Of course, he didn't eat from any of the cooked foods, but only helped himself to some fresh fruit. The governor, proud of his wealth and wanting to show off his rare treasures, invited everyone to browse around his palace. Each room in the palace was beautifully decorated. On the walls, in golden frames, were stunning paintings by the greatest artists of the period. The rooms were brilliantly lit up by expensive chandeliers that hung from the ceilings, and the floors were covered with soft carpets and colorful rugs. Wow, the guests admired all that they saw. They praised the governor for his good taste, and many secretly envied his wealth and power. When the guests had returned to the tables to continue feasting, the governor stood up and said, "My honorable guests, princes and officers, now I'm going to show you something that you have never seen in your lives. It is the most beautiful and perfect diamond, and there is none like it in the world." The guests were filled with wonder. "Wow," they said, filled with curiosity. "The most expensive diamond in the world? This we must see." The governor turned to his Jewish advisor and said, "Please take the keys to the treasury and bring me the box that contains the diamond." Reb Shlomo hurried off to do as the governor had requested. He went to the treasury room, opened the heavy door, took the golden box that contained the diamond from a large iron cabinet, and brought it to the governor. The eyes of all were glued on the beautiful box that was decorated with precious stones. "Please open the box," said the governor. No one made a sound. Everyone waited eagerly to see the diamond. Reb Shlomo opened the box. Suddenly, the governor and all of the assembled guests gasped in horror. The diamond was gone. Reb Shlomo turned pale. Everyone looked at him accusingly. The governor shook from anger. "Where is my precious diamond? You are the only one who has the keys, and you are responsible for it," he shouted. Reb Shlomo was very frightened. It was clear that he would be held guilty of stealing the diamond. "What will I do?" he thought. "How will I prove my innocence?" He whispered a prayer, asking Hashem to help him find a solution. Already, he could hear the guests sneering. "It's no surprise," they said, "if the governor trusts a Jew and gives him the keys to his treasury, of course he's going to steal the diamond." While the guests continued sneering, an idea came into Reb Shlomo's mind. He turned to the governor and said, "Please, sir, do not suspect me of stealing the diamond. I can prove my innocence and even find out who the thief is. Can you? Said the governor happily. How? Allow me to go home. I will return in a short while. In the meantime, everyone should remain here. Let no one leave the palace. When I return, I will reveal the thief. Reb Shlomo left for home, while the guests remained in their places, wondering how he was going to reveal the thief. When Reb Shlomo reached home, he went into his yard where he kept a chicken coop and took out a white rooster. He then went into his house and smeared the rooster with charcoal until it was completely black. Afterwards, Reb Shlomo stood in a corner of the room and prayed to Hashem to save him from the terrible danger that was about to fall on him. He then left his home and returned to the palace with the rooster. When Reb Shlomo entered the palace carrying the rooster, the guests stared at him, wondering what the connection was between the stolen diamond and the rooster. Listen up, said Reb Shlomo. This is a wonder rooster. If a thief touches it, it immediately raises its voice and gives a loud cock-a-doodle-doo. What nonsense, called out the non-Jewish manager. This Jew is trying to distract us from the theft he has committed by foolish talk about roosters. Don't believe him, governor. Just give him what he deserves and throw him in prison. The governor, however, silenced him. He believed Reb Shlomo, who had never tricked or disappointed him, and he was now impatient to see what would happen. Reb Shlomo held the rooster in his hands and asked the guests to come and pet the rooster one by one. No, he said, the rooster will make no sound when it is touched by honest people, but if it is touched by a thief, it will cry out loudly, cock-a-doodle-doo. The guests took turns petting the rooster one by one, but the rooster made no sound. When the last of the guests had pet the rooster, and still it made no sound, everyone began to laugh and mockingly call out, what nerve this Jew has! He has made fun of us! The thief is none other than himself! Wait, said Reb Shlomo, I am not yet done. Will everyone please lift up their hands? Everyone raised their hands. All of the guests' hands were black from the charcoal. All? Except for the hands of the manager who hated Reb Shlomo. His hands were perfectly clean. Here, said Reb Shlomo, pointing at the manager, he is the thief. The guests were dismayed and didn't understand what was going on. Now I will tell you, said Reb Shlomo, that the rooster I have brought here is an ordinary rooster. I smeared its feathers with charcoal, and when I asked you all to pet the rooster, I knew that the thief would be afraid lest the rooster raise its voice. This is what happened, and now we have found the thief. The thief stood trembling, his face terribly pale. The governor turned to him angrily and said, you lowly thief, admit your crime and return my diamond immediately. The thief fell before the governor on his hands and knees and admitted that he had made a copy of the key to the treasury room, had stolen the diamond, and had sold it. I knew the Jewish manager would be blamed, continued the thief, and that I would not only earn a great deal of money by selling the diamond, but would also get rid of the Jew whom I hated. Please have pity on me, governor, he pleaded. The governor, however, was very angry. He would not forgive the wicked thief who tried to harm the Jew and ordered that he be severely punished. From then on, Reb Shlomo was held in even greater esteem by the governor.